The German composer Felix Mendelssohn, who was born in 1809, was an incredibly clever child. He was a brilliant painter, great at sport, could speak several languages, and was, of course, a very gifted musician. He made his debut as a pianist at the age of 9, and by the time he was 16, he'd written his octet for strings. Mendelssohn came from a wealthy background and had no financial worries. This seems to have given him a rather cheerful outlook on life, and you can hear this happiness in much of his music. Just a year after his octet had achieved great approval, he wrote his overture to Shakespeare's play, A Midsummer Night's Dream. This made him very famous, and he was still only 17 years old. Seventeen years after he composed that overture, Mendelssohn wrote some more incidental music for the same play. If you've ever been to a wedding, you'll probably recognize this. It's the wedding march from Mendelssohn's music for the play. During his life, Mendelssohn traveled a lot, including to Scotland. Actually, he didn't think much of the Highlands. He found that they brew nothing but whiskey, fog, and foul weather, and the lurching waves made him violently seasick. But they still inspired his Hebrides overture, about a group of islands in the sea to the very far north. Mendelssohn wrote great big choral works too, including Elijah, which sits alongside Handel's Messiah as one of the finest ever pieces for a large choir to sing. But Mendelssohn is probably best known these days for his violin concerto, which remains one of the most popular pieces of its type.